This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. What's cooking? Let's open a cookbook and find a recipe. What if we had a bunch of cookbooks in which to look? What if we could look at thousands of cookbooks? Today we'll meet a rural Kansas woman who has collected many cookbooks and other collectibles and is sharing them as an attraction for her community. It's today's Kansas Profile. Barb Rathbun is founder of the Cookbook House in Barnard. She grew up at Tescott and lives at Barnard with her husband of 44 years, retiree Randy Rathbun. Barb learned to cook by helping her grandmother in the kitchen. As a young wife, she really enjoyed looking at cookbooks. "Cookbooks were fascinating to me," Rathbun said. She began to collect them. Rathbun worked for Century Manufacturing. "I started at the top and worked my way down," Rathbun said with a smile. She means that literally. She was first hired by Century Manufacturing to clean a building the company had purchased in Lincoln. The cleaning crew started on the top floor and worked their way down from there. Rathbun did so well that she joined the company permanently. After 9/11, the company consolidated operations and closed the facility in Lincoln. In 1982, Rathbun took on the role of city clerk. She has served in that capacity ever since. Meanwhile, her cookbook collection continued to grow. Occasionally, she would help a local auctioneer with auctions and find whole boxes of books selling for bargain prices. She started gathering them. "I had them in tubs in a garage and tubs in a shed," Rathbun said. One day, Randy's aunt told me she was moving to Texas to be close to her son, and she asked me if I could help her sell her two houses, Rathbun said. I said, "Sure, I can make some posters and signs for you. Just let me know what you're asking for the houses," Rathbun said. When she told me, I said, "Oh my gosh, you don't need to go to all that trouble. I will buy them myself." Rathbun did so. She used the aunt's former residence as a spillover house when family came to visit. "The second house was a cute little cottage, and the minute I saw it, I knew exactly what I would do with it," Rathbun said. "It was going to be my she shed, and a place where she could store her cookbook collection." Rathbun and her grandson gutted the house, painted it, and built shelves. When it was all done, I invited my gal pals to come over and see it. "They talked me into opening it up for others to see," Rathbun said. That was the beginning of the cookbook house. More than 9,000 cookbooks are now on display in the building. Modern series of cookbooks are grouped together, such as Betty Crocker and Better Homes and Gardens. There are church cookbooks, club cookbooks, vintage cookbooks, and much more. One dates back to 1894. She has cookbooks from 85 Kansas counties. "I'm so grateful for the generous people, even strangers, who have donated books for my collection," Rathbun said. Rathbun also started collecting coffee cups. One year, while representing Century Manufacturing at a trade show in Chicago, her booth was next to a coffee cup company. "We traded products, and I came home with 50 coffee cups," Rathbun said. The collection grew from there. Those are now displayed on pegboards in the house. A Diet Coke drinker, Rathbun has a collection of Coca-Cola items as well. "Once a collector, always a collector," she said. The cookbook house has attracted visitors from 13 states. It's remarkable to find in a rural community such as Barnard, population 64 people. Now that's rural. The Cookbook House is open by appointment. For more information, search for The Cookbook House on Facebook or call 785-792-6256. That's 785-792-6256. What's cooking? Maybe lots of things if we use the cookbooks that Barb Rathbun has collected. We commend Barb Rathbun for making a difference by sharing her collection with others for the benefit of her rural community. For rural Kansas, that is a recipe for success. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.